Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
As if the problems of life were not tough enough, the oppressive Roman government occupied their land. Soldiers on horseback or marching through the streets dotted the landscape. Looking for any reason, real or imagined, the soldiers craved an opportunity to arrest and flog their subjects. In addition, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, added undue burden to everyone's life, with many man-made rules and regulations. Stress upon stress, burden upon burden, worry and fear became the way of life for the people of Israel, and there was good reason for them to be worried. Or was there? Jesus began his ministry preaching and teaching throughout the towns and villages of Galilee. He healed every disease and sickness and preached the good news of the kingdom of heaven. Before long, enormous crowds followed him from the surrounding area. One day, as Jesus and his disciples were traveling along the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw the multitude of people around him. He went up the side of a mountain to get away from the crowd, and his followers gathered around him. There he taught his disciples. Matthew 4:23-5:2. What he taught that day is the longest recorded sermon of Jesus in the Bible. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. On this day, he is not talking to the multitudes. Jesus is talking to his followers, those who believe in him. In this sermon, he provides practical advice for living a life following him, guiding principles for being his disciple. During this sermon, Jesus revealed the major enemy of our faith, that subtle enemy that sneaks into your thoughts and slowly slips away with your faith. Jesus said, "Don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Matthew 6:25. Worry is a sin. Three times Jesus commands us in this passage to not worry. Verse 25, 31, and 34. Jesus had a lot to say about worrying. In fact, the number one most repeated command in Scripture is a form of "Do not fear, don't be afraid, don't worry, or do not be anxious." Worry is that subtle sin that is so common among believers that many don't realize it is really a sin. Pastor Warren Wiersbe said, "The average person is crucifying themselves between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow." We may dignify worry by calling it by some other name, like concern or uneasiness, or we may spiritualize it by calling it our cross to bear. But the results are still the same. Instead of helping us live better, worry and anxiety rob us of contentment and joy. Jesus gives two reasons why worry is a sin. First, those who worry model the lifestyle of the pagans, for the Gentiles eagerly seek these things. Verse 32a. Worry is the way of the world. Worry is the way of life for non-believers. When we worry, we are adopting their lifestyle instead of living a lifestyle of faith. Second, those who worry presume that God forgets. Your heavenly Father knows you need them. Verse 32b. With our worry, we're making the implication that God is unaware of our problems and he is unconcerned about them. And that, obviously, is a sin. Worry is a folly. Jesus then explains the foolishness of worry. Can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? Verse 27. He gives us two examples of why it is. First, Jesus says, "Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they?" Verse 26. How foolish it is for us to worry about what we will eat. God takes care of the birds. Will he not care for us as well? Saying we shouldn't worry about our life or what we will eat, Jesus doesn't mean that we can be apathetic towards work. God feeds the birds, but I've never seen a bird sitting on a limb with his mouth open, waiting for it to rain worms. God feeds the birds, but the birds are out hunting for worms. They're working. If able, we are to work, but not worry and stress about what the future may bring. Second, Jesus says, "Why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wild flowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you, you of little faith?" Verse 28 through 30. I think it's interesting that Jesus said to observe the wild flowers, and then he references King Solomon in all his glory. He doesn't say, "Look at the weeds in the field and the beggar on the side of the road. God clothes them, he'll clothe you." There is nothing wrong with having nice things. What's wrong is worrying and obsessing over those things and worrying about how you can accumulate more of them. We need to change our perspective. Instead of worrying about what we don't have, be grateful for what we have. We are to have a humble and trusting attitude, recognizing that God is in control and he will provide for us as he does for the rest of creation. Worry has a cure. You do not need to spend sleepless nights tossing and turning with a stomach tied in knots. Jesus provides two prescriptions to get relief from the sin of worry and anxiety. First, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you." Matthew 6:33. Both his kingdom and his righteousness are higher than any earthly needs we have. If we make these our priority, then all our earthly needs will fall into proper perspective. The Apostle Paul encourages us to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2. There are two things in this world that are eternal: God's word and people's souls. The psalmist said, "I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Psalms 119:15 through 16. And Paul wrote, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves." Philippians 2:3. When we have our priorities right and meditate on the promises of God and reach out in compassionate love to meet the needs of others, our personal worries and anxieties disappear. Second, Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Verse 34. We need a good dose of simplicity and stop living more than one day at a time. We do not need to fear tomorrow because God is already there. By focusing on the present moment and trusting God to provide for our future, we can find peace instead of being burdened by worry and anxiety. If you are wringing your hands about what tomorrow may bring, It's time you put those hands into the hands of Him who holds tomorrow. Look at the birds as they soar through the air and imagine how it would feel to fly free as a bird. Look at the lilies of the field and imagine how peacefully they wave gently in the breeze. And then relax. If God has provided so well for them, how much more will He provide for you? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before You, asking Your forgiveness for all the times we fret and worry about concerns in this world. May Your Spirit inspire within us a desire to put Your kingdom and Your righteousness first in our lives. Give us a hunger and thirst for the truth of Your holy word, and let our minds dwell on Your promises. Help us reach out in love and compassion to meet the needs of those around us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.